one more thing on Reel to Reel Cacophony. I have a very specific question about felt and what your thoughts are on it. Because it divides
weird.
The fandom. I love
it. Weird. I mean, yeah, everyone loves it. Well, you know, other people hate it. It's one of those, I mean, to be honest, the band, Reel to Reel Cacophony is in many ways the most experimental band album the band ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's brilliant because of that. Yeah. That is one of these tracks. They loved doodling and fiddling around in the studio, the sounds of the studio. And John Leckie was a lovely guy. So the band experimented a lot with different sounds during the making of that album. Not least of all because we were next door to David Bowie making an album
with Iggy Pop. Yes.
And that inspired the band. David Bowie came in and liked Simple Minds. He was nice to them. He even got the band to go in and do some backing vocals on an Iggy song.
Yeah.
So the band were totally, we were really, really, really up for it. The band were full of confidence and excitement and enthusiasm in making their second album. They didn't have 10 songs already written, you know, completed songs the way they did with Life in a Day. They had lots of songs for Life in a Day. They had virtually none for Reel to Reel Cacophony.
Yeah.
So a lot of the songs were made up almost on the spot while they were in the studio. But because they were optimistic and because they were confident and because they were discovering how to work in a studio and the different sounds and et cetera, et cetera, they began to experiment. And that's one of their more experimental tracks, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that it came about through accidents, maybe the wrong word, but through indulging themselves in the studio at that time.